Speaker Johnson, no surprises on Election Day that blue cities and states voted Democrat. By Hannah Knudsen on November 6, 2025. It comes to no surprise that voters in blue states and cities voted for Democrats in Tuesday night's elections, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said on Thursday, providing his view of the lay of the land. It has been very interesting to us to see all the pundits trying to spin the results of the election on Tuesday. I just want to point out some simple facts here. And as usual, I try to be concise and give you the highlights here. But there's some things that we really need to point out first. He said during a press conference on day 37 of the Democrat government shutdown, emphasizing that there were no surprises on Tuesday night. You had blue states and blue cities that voted blue. To the alarm of no one, to the surprise of no one, that was what was expected. It just so happened that New York and New Jersey and Virginia were the states that were in the national spotlight on Tuesday, he said. If the tables had been turned, and you had three red states, we'd have an entirely different narrative that you all would be writing about. He argued before turning his attention to the future of the Democrat Party and the fact that it was essentially solidified with the election of socialist Muslim Zohran Mamdani in New York City. A 34-year-old Marxist is now the leader of the Democratic Party, and it is a very dangerous road for them to go down. I want to say this because a lot's been said about the Mamdani campaign. It is very easy to run and win as a socialist, right? All you do is promise everything to everyone for free. What a great message that is. Well, that really resonates for people who don't study history. Johnson said, explaining that those making those promises must hope that the voters never realize the trap that you're actually setting. And the impossibility of fulfilling your fantastical claims and dreams and the extreme danger and chaos that would result. You have to hope that they never understand that this will lead to the inevitable loss of their freedom, their opportunity and their security, the loss of meritocracy and fairness in society, the loss of colorblindness and the loss of emphasis on character and the morality and the personal incentive and the common sense that we rely upon to keep a republic in operation, he said. Socialists, he continued, run their entire campaigns on false claims, promising to deliver on things that are simply impossibilities. Ultimately, Johnson said Democrats set themselves on a collision course in their own tent with the election of Mamdani, while others still try to run and talk as moderate pragmatists. That's how they self-described, but they will be no match for the coming communist wave taking over their party. Right now, the energy is on the side of the Marxist, he warned, pointing to both Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, caving. They had to bend the knee to the socialist. Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer are both from New York. The top Democrat leader in the House and the top leader in the Senate. They couldn't get around that, and so Hakeem had to ultimately embrace it. He had to, Johnson said. He had to give the full blessing to Mamdani and his agenda, and he co-owns it. And Chuck Schumer flirted with it. Watch presser below.